This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. More dire by the day, that from humanitarian aid workers describing the situation on the ground in the Gaza Strip. World Health Organization Medical Team Coordinator Sean Casey reported significant casualties arriving in Al-Aqsa Hospital following a reported Israeli attack on a refugee camp in southern Gaza on Christmas Eve.
There's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door, and at a scale that's quite difficult to believe. It's a bloodbath, as we said before. It's carnage.
Footage showed injured patients and children lying on the floor in crowded hospitals.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning, either because the facilities themselves have been affected, because the staff have been forced to flee, because they run out of power, or they run out of medical supplies, or the staff have not been able to access them.
Israeli actions following the Hamas October 7th attack on Israel intensified as the army told civilians to leave the area, though many said there was no safe place to go. A White House National Security Council spokesperson said Tuesday the United States is greatly concerned by a UN atomic watchdog report saying Iran is increasing production of highly enriched uranium. The spokesperson said Iran's nuclear escalation is all the more concerning at a time when Iran-backed proxies continue their dangerous and destabilizing activities in the region, including the recent deadly drone attack and other attempted attacks in Iraq and Syria, and the Houthi attacks against commercial shipping vessels.